And you know, Frank mentioned David Halberstam's voice, so if you got a minute, let's listen for ourselves. About 10 years ago, Halberstam was asked on NPR's Talk of the Nation to name a favorite moment in sports, and here's what he said.
It's in the World Series in 1947. I'm 13 years old, and I go, I believe, with my brother, and we get bleacher seats, which you have to show up about 5 a.m. that day. The Yankees are playing Dodgers. The Dodgers still, by the way, are in Brooklyn. They have a young infielder named Jackie Robinson, but of course my thoughts are more about the great DiMaggio. And late in the game, with the Yankees behind, I think, 7-5, with two runners on base, DiMaggio comes up and hits a tremendous drive to left center. And the bleachers are mixed because it's a Subway Series, and there's an enormous roar from the Yankee fans when the bleachers, the ball is hit, because it's clearly a home run. And that roar is going on, and then suddenly it is dying, and then there's like a second roar answering it from the bleachers, again from the Brooklyn Dodger fans there, because that is the moment when Al Gianfrido has gone back, 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 I think in the immortal words of NPR's Red Barber, and made this great catch. And there's a moment, it's one of the rare times that DiMaggio ever shows emotion on the field. He kicks the dirt around second base, where he already is by the time Gianfrido makes the catch. And for a 13-year-old boy, it is a heady bit of stuff.
One moment in time, as seen through the eyes of David Halberstam, the writer who would go on to see so much more and to remember so much more. He died this week. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.